It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The U.S. economy is seeing wage growth and inflation is cooling, but some Wisconsin food banks report increasing need in their communities and longer lines. More than 500,000 Wisconsinites face hunger, including over 200,000 children. That's according to Feeding America. We check in now on hunger relief efforts in different parts of the state. Debbie Holzkamp is a volunteer with the Lakeland Pantry in Arborvitae near Minocqua that serves the greater Northwoods area. Debbie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
And Rochelle Gamoff is here, founder and executive director of the Waukesha-based nonprofit Friends with Food. Rochelle, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Rochelle, let's start with you. How much need are you seeing in your community outside Milwaukee? What is changing?
We see our lines getting extremely long, and families that have never needed food in their life seeking out food from a food pantry. So we see a lot of children now. I think our children is up to 37% of our guests. And so with the cost of healthcare, housing, and all the other essentials, families are putting food on credit cards. And the need is just extremely increased.
Is this surprising you? Because you started this nonprofit in the pandemic when there were great needs that you saw around you. What is changing here?
Well, and, you know, I had a family that came in for the first time. It was a mother and daughter last week, and they were very reluctant to come into our doors just because they, you know, they were down to the last food in their cupboards, and they were trying to use every other resource possible before they walked into a food pantry. And they came in, and you can just tell that they were just feeling defeated. At Friends of Food, we change more than just the food needs of them. We help them through the process to create a sense of normalcy and dignity and empowerment. So we're doing a lot more other resources than just our pantry as well.
I'm going to turn to you, Debbie. What are you seeing in the North Woods?
Yeah, so year over year, there's been a 30% increase in demand for supplemental food, and partly due to inflation and economic challenges. And one third of our local full-time residents in Oneida and Vilas live at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. That's $40,000 or less annual income for a household of two. And up here, nearly 50% of our population is over 50, the age of 50, which is 7% higher than the national average. And also I want to point out that census estimates do show that the households at or below 200% of the poverty level actually rose by 17% from in 2023 compared to 2022. So we serve 35% of our clients are 50 and older. And also 30% of our clients are children under 18.
With your clients who are aging, do they have difficulty getting the services and things that they need to sustain their life?
Absolutely. It is a big challenge. We cover 6,300 square miles, and it makes it difficult for clients with limited transportation or just can't afford the cost of transportation. And so And then we have weather that affect, the economics and also the ability to actually get food. So it's difficult. We also struggle with a third of that population, 50 and older, are disabled. So those are our challenges for sure.
Rochelle, back to you. There may be a misconception that an affluent community still has needs for food. When you look at census survey data, there are parts of Waukesha County that are much more affluent compared to the rest of Wisconsin. Why do you think a community like yours still has this very much a growing need for food?
I think Waukesha County has a stigmatism of being like the richest county in our area. but the need is still there. And there is so many folks that are still like struggling. We're seeing like 92% of our audience that does qualify for that it falls below the state poverty line. So we're seeing a lot of increases, and our struggles are really getting the food and rescuing more food because the demand is so high. We're struggling to get the great sources that we need for food for our guests.
Who are your partners in that as you have difficulty keeping enough food stocked and ready to meet the need?
Our number one source is Feeding America, but within the state budget last year, it was cut. And so if you can just imagine, we were at a 50% increase from last year. The year before, we're at a 223% increase in the amount of our guests that visit our pantry. So we're seeing like records increase still keeping up, yet a shortage of food because the whole state budget was cut for purchasing food for Feeding America and Hunger Task Force. So we're not getting the food that we used to get last year.
Debbie, how about Lakeland Pantry? Have there been difficulties keeping enough food stocked?
Yes. We're basically serving 13% of those in need, and we need to serve a lot more. And at the same time, food prices are projected to increase by 9% this next year. So it just makes it even more difficult to serve our current clientele and continue to outreach to more people who need supplemental food and necessity.
We are talking with leaders from Wisconsin Food Banks about the growing need they're seeing in their communities. Debbie Holzkamp there from Lakeland Pantry in Arborvita near Minocqua, and Rochelle Gamoff is from Friends with Food in Waukesha. Rochelle, how well do different social service groups work together, collaborate in your community to tackle these issues? What kind of overlap is there?
We don't know who actually visits other pantries because there's two major ones in our area in the city of Waukesha, but we serve like the entire southeast Wisconsin area. So anyone can come and see us from different counties as well. So we are experiencing such a huge growth span. Our needs are really kind of expanding our facility so we can keep up with the demand.
And Debbie, you do some of the grant writing for Lakeland Pantry. How much do you have to go to outside of your service area to secure resources?
Well, actually, we have an urgent need to do that these days. We don't have nearly enough external grant and government funding, and our goal is to increase those donations by 25% to meet the current need that we serve and also to really do the outreach and serve a whole lot more people in need.
But the federal government provides assistance through the Emergency Food Assistance Program. What impact is federal funding having in your community on the clients you work with at the local level?
Well, again, most of our funding comes from local donations, sponsors, a strong collaboration with local schools, churches. Like we do an outreach backpack program with Ascension Lutheran Church, providing weekly backpacks to 150 elementary and high school students so they don't go hungry over the weekend. All of that is really, local collaboration. We have very little direct government support.
Rochelle, with the holiday season, that can tend to drive people to be generous to local food banks. It's top of mind. How do you try to maintain that kind of support year-round with food donations and volunteer participation?
We encourage our area companies around us to do food drives, make it fun with their employees, or come and volunteer as a big group as well. So we're trying to get that interaction more with the companies to help us fund. We don't do any purchasing of any supplies or groceries that we're not receiving. So it's really our grant writing. I think we wrote over 385,000 in grants, and we probably got less than 1% of that because it's very competitive out there right now. So I would urge anyone to support local food pantries in Wisconsin, because the food banks, we've had to rescue more food than we ever had. So we're spending more of our resources rescuing food. So we're just needing a lot more funding so that we can keep up with demand.
Debbie, Lakeland Pantry doesn't include the word food in the title. What kind of resources do you provide to the community beyond just food?
We offer clothing, shoes, baby supplies, diapers, pet food, cat and dog food, reading materials, books. And then we also have volunteer nurses from Howard Young Medical Center and retired nurses with current professional licenses, and they provide health screenings like blood pressure and blood sugar checks and referrals and nutritional consultation. And then, like I said before, we do a lot of partnership programs with our community. So we have pantry hubs, on-demand pantry hubs in hospitals, churches, police stations, and community organizations. And for example, we'll deliver on-demand over 10,000 pounds of food this year.
So really trying to make it that one-stop shop in a way.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Debbie go ahead.
I would just say, and we just need a lot more help on awareness and donations. Donations for sure. I think that's what you're hearing. We need that help.
Debbie and Rochelle, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experiences.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kate. Thank you.
Debbie Holzkamp, volunteer with Lakeland Pantry in Arborvitae near Minocqua, serving the greater Northwoods area, and Rochelle Gamma, founder and executive director of the Waukesha-based Friends with Food. They are with us to share the need for food, what they're seeing rising in their communities.